Marv, I didn't get what you said. I just had to respond to this message. You all know the feeling when someone's done that to you. There's nothing more frustrating than speaking to someone who's distracted by his or her cell phone. And the basic Islamic etiquette is that when talking to someone, you should focus on the person and listen actively to what the person is saying. And it's outright rude to look at your phone screen when talking to someone. Put away your phone when you're having a conversation with someone. Otherwise, you'd be tempted to check your phone every time there's a notification or the screen lights up with a message. And that takes us to the important aspect of active listening. Listening is not just something that happens. That's hearing. Listening is an active process in which a conscious decision is made to listen to understand the message of the speaker. And active listening entails fully concentrating on what is being said rather than passively just hearing the message. It involves you engaging your senses by maintaining eye contact, nodding your head, smiling, agreeing, saying yes, encouraging the person to continue talking. And this is an important skill that can save our marriages, that can save our relationships, and that is lacking. Often when we hear couples saying that there's a breakdown in communication, it's because there's no active listening being taking place from one of the spouses. The faculty of listening is such an important faculty. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that this is a gift that is given to us. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. It is Allah who created you and made you with the faculties of hearing, seeing, and understanding. We've been given 2 ears, but only 1 mouth, because listening is twice as important and hard as talking. There's a reference to different types of listening in the Quran. كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرَى. Allah says that there are some people, it is as though there are plugs in their ears, so they are totally inattentive. They don't care at all. Then there are those who have selective listening. سَمِعْنَا وَأَصَيْنَا. They listen to what they want, and what they do not want, they discard. Then we are commanded to have a reflective listening, and that is when the noble Quran is being recited. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That when the Quran is recited, give it an ear, pay heed to it, so that you may obtain mercy from Allah. And another type of listening that is referred to in the Quran is أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ, ears that preserve, that protect, that hold on to what is said to it. And that is active listening, an important skill that is being put forth, and we are being made aware of it in the verses of the noble Quran. When we look at the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would speak and communicate with someone, he would be attentive. He would turn his entire torso to this person. He would give certain gestures that were signaling to the person, I'm interested, I value what you are saying. And that obviously requires patience. It requires engagement. Even if the person is saying something that you don't like, to give the person the chance. When Utbah bin Rabi came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to negotiate on behalf of the Quraysh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam patiently listened to him, even though he didn't agree with what he was saying. And once Utbah stopped speaking, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, is that all that you intended to say? And Utbah said, yes. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded to him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us how to respect the speaker and the etiquette that we should observe when someone is speaking. And that is all part of active listening and engaged listening. Listening is key to all effective communication. Without the ability to listen effectively, messages are easily misunderstood. It's such an important skill that Richard Branson, who is the founder of Virgin, he has attributed his success with the company to listening. And he said that if you have to make a motto in life, listen more than you talk. So if there's one communication skill you should master, then listening is it. This is the fastest route to likability. Listen to others.